It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Well, happy new year, DIY ass kickers. So I know that by now you've clearly decided what it is you want to get busy on for 2017, right? That's what I thought. I can feel the excitement that comes from thinking about how amazing those things will be when you reach them, and that staunch commitment you made to yourself that this year was going to be different. This year, you were going to get there. But like so many of us, that commitment can fade when the routine becomes boring, or the new food isn't all that satisfying, or the effort just seems like too much right now. You know, with all that other stuff you have going on. This is a DIY ass-kicking post, and truly, that's what you were doing when you took the time to think about what you were missing from your life at the end of 2016 and decided to change things up. Kicking your own ass is all about understanding that you are the only one who can make changes for yourself. Even if that change includes another person, you still have to take responsibility for how you show up with them. The need for DIY ass-kicking goes far deeper than just deciding about what you want to do to make yourself feel better. You also need to figure out how you're going to get there. Because running into brick walls about resolutions and goals is pretty fucking common for lots of women around this time of the year. And if you stop short of going that deep with your plans, you run the risk of being one of them. You are your own change. Make the plan and make it real to what you need to feel good, not anyone else's version of what you need. And not something that's based on your own perceived deficits because you really don't have any. There are only places that you might like to learn and grow more. Make that plan doable to your schedule, your lifestyle, and to what feels like pure love for yourself. Don't set yourself up for failure by being deprived of things that make you feel loved and cared for. In fact, consider that in every area of your life. Show yourself some lovin' by saying yes to things that make you happy, and show yourself some more lovin' by saying no to things that make you unhappy. Your body, your heart, and your soul will thank you. Don't stop because it gets tough. Even if your goals are aligned with your deep core, you still have to show up for yourself every minute of every day. Bending your right or left foot up behind your butt and reminding yourself that making choices that work for you is indeed the best ass-kicking you could ever give yourself. Because you are your own change.